You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Kind of decision there on who the offensive coordinator is next season?
I don't know. That's my thing, is what does he want? What does Mike want? Is he just doing what a coach would do after a Monday in which the team didn't do well and answering a question the way we in the media would like him to, candidly? And he would say, no, of course I friggin' love Josh. No, you're reading too much into it. Or is it more, I don't love some of the stuff that we're doing there. I think it could be better. I don't know. Yeah. And I don't think it's something I'm going to ask him at the podium, because I don't think he's going to definitively say, especially with, 3 weeks left in the regular season. Yeah, I'm not sure if I have full faith. We're going to have to investigate that later. He's not going to say that.
Tommy Curran, last hour on a Tommy Tuesday. Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We'll get to the grab bag coming up. A lot of Red Sox dribs and drabs, little bits of news.
A little bit of scuttlebutt. None of it's good.
No, I'd say none of it is good. It's looking real rough for my guy, Craig.
Yeah, Craig Breslow is going to lose the one fan he has. That being you.
Getting harder to stay Brez pro by the minute.
Maybe he's got to move up his sleeve somewhere.
Yeah.
A great magician never reveals his tricks.
It's true. Yeah. I'm getting nervous, as it were.
Do you think Breslow knows close-up magic? I feel like he might be a guy who does.
Close-up magic?
Could he do, like, close-up magic? I feel like
What does that mean? What's close-up magic?
Close to you, like card tricks and stuff. Sleight of hand.
So what,
I feel like he'd be a guy that, like,
hanging suspended, like, hundreds of feet in the air, like, close-up magic, I got you.
He's just the guy at your local
pub. Not David Blaine level.
Hey, watch me swim underneath the icebergs. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying, like, he strikes me as a guy that you wouldn't necessarily want to hang out with at a party until he's, like, sitting there drinking his wine cooler and he's like, you want to see some card tricks? And you're like, yeah, kind of do.
No one else watched the clubhouse except for you and me. I've never seen two people super more uncomfortable than sitting next to each other on their couch sipping red wine than him and his wife. I've never seen it.
I cut him a little slack. I agree with you completely.
Yeah.
If they just brought in a camera crew to your house,
you would look more comfortable than that.
Well, I mean, I would hope so. I'm the human being. I'm not a robot. But I'm just saying, like, I think my wife would be like, what is this? I'm like, just act normal.
Yeah. And she'd be like, let's just talk like we normally do.
Big gulps of wine. She's like, okay. But no, I feel like he might surprise you a little bit with, like, hey, I can rip a dollar in half and put it back together.
Was there a chance he was in, like, Magic Club in high school?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, which I like. That's good stuff.
Okay.
That's good. That's really entertaining to me.
All right, so we'll cover that in grab bag coming up.
Okay.
Just know it ain't good.
No, it's not.
We got clip du jour as well. Stay tuned for it. Tommy Curran, that was your line of questioning there, Keith.
Yes, it was.
And, is he going to be back? I don't know.
Yeah. Interesting for a guy that is the offensive coordinator for the quarterback who currently is the second favorite to be the MVP. The team is far and away exceeding expectations. starting with the quarterback.
Yeah.
But the team has won way more games than we thought. They're on their way to winning the division. I still feel like they're going to win the division. And he's in year one of whatever his contract is. And Curran's not saying he's not going to be back, but Curran's sort of saying, like, it's kind of, maybe it'll be up to Vrabel.
Do we know he's, I mean, he's in his first year here. Do we know he has a contract?
Oh, I guess I don't know that.
Is he still, you know, but is the bulk of his pay still from
the Raiders,
in other words? Yeah.
Yeah, good point. I guess I don't really know the ins and outs of that, but it's his first year back.
Yep.
And we know Robert Kraft likes him. We know a lot of Patriots reporters like him.
A lot.
Yeah.
It's not hard to figure out which ones. Yeah.
I think Vrabel likes him fine, but I think it wouldn't have been his first choice. And even in a season where things have gone really, really well, I bet he's sort of second guessing certain things. And it's sort of inevitable. It reminds you of, like, when, you know, the last few years where the GM of the Red Sox, or I guess chief baseball officer of the Red Sox, didn't hire Alex Cora. It's a little bit apples to oranges, but you get my point. Yeah. Where, like, the whole time you're like, you can like this guy as a manager. You can even like the guy, but you're like, I didn't pick him.
Right.
Like, if Heim Bloom or if your guy Breslow had his druthers, is it Alex Cora? If he's picking from a field of people,
no.
Probably not.
No.
So that automatically is going to make the relationship just a little bit different.
So Nick just said it was a 6-year deal he signed in 2022 with the Raiders.
6 years, $60 million. And it does offset with his Patriots contract.
Dude, the Raiders, did you see you Pete Carroll the other day? Pete Carroll's is a mess.
I feel like I read some comments, but
so it was
my memory.
Basically just like after the game, they're asking him like how bad it's been, and he's just like, guys, they played so hard, they played so tough, like the whole game, and this is the result. Like he didn't say it sarcastically, but he's like they didn't quit. They had less than 100 yards of offense
total. Yeah,
and he was like, this, they gave their best. There's no quit out there. It's like you lost 31-0. You didn't get 100 yards.
Well, you can't quit if you don't try. Maybe that's
fair.
What he meant.
He's like, good point. Yeah, we never entered the race. We didn't quit.
Maybe that's what he meant.
But people are losing their minds. Like they're like, they need to fire Pete Carroll. And it's like, yeah, they fired every coach they've had the point where Josh McDaniels is still getting paid.
People keep joking about Mark Davis and he has no money. I'm like, I think Mark Davis has a ton of – he's still paying Gruden. Paying Gruden to McDaniels, he's paying like a million coordinate. Like, I kind of think Mark Davis has way more money than we thought.
Could he rehire Gruden and just pay him what he was – paying him anyway?
You're still getting this.
Well, you actually need to work now. And he's like, no. I'm kind of good doing Barstool or whatever he's doing now. Yeah.
So, look, I'm just hung up on this because if he's signed for 6 more years, what is that, 2028? Robert's probably like, no, you're not hiring a new offensive coordinator. So, this is the thing.
No.
So, like, if Mike Vrabel could pick, would Mike Vrabel bring back Josh McDaniels? Maybe not. And Curran says, I don't know. And that's not a no. Again, I want to be fair to Tom. But he's saying, I don't know. Is it really going to be Vrabel's call? I don't think so. Do you think Vrabel's going to carve out enough power or make enough of a power play to do that this offseason?
I don't think so because the offense has been good. This was not the best. This was a bad second half.
Right, so what would it take?
Oh, I think what it would have to take is almost to the extreme of not only losing your first round game, but like scoring a touchdown or something like that bad where Vrabel would have more of a argument on his behalf. But if they lose to the Bills again, 35-31, I don't think McDaniels is going anywhere unless he wants to.
Right. And again, the offense on balance, I think, had a good day. I wouldn't call it a great day.
Trevion Henderson had a good day.
Yeah, I mean, they had a great half.
Yeah.
And then Henderson
had such a good day, he's now leading Offensive Rookie of the Year odds.
So,
boom, I was going to bring this up because that was my preseason prediction brag, and I was like, that 4 weeks into the season, you're like, all right, well, swing and you miss.
I didn't remember that. That was your pick.
Yeah, it was Trevion.
Good pick.
And he has been a house of fire. And I think other guys like Judkins and stuff have kind of cooled off.
Judkins cooled off. Abuka's gone ice cold.
Yeah.
Hampton Janty's got hurt.
Been not very
Janty's
good.
Janty's been horrible.
Wow. He might win it?
Yeah, it's a bad class, but he might win it.
McMillan started pretty good.
Yeah.
Cam Ward's been bad. Shadur's not going to win it.
Actually, I think Tyler Shuck is moving up.
Yeah, well, he's been good.
What about Ty Warren? What did you say, Ty Warren?
I didn't. No, he started red hot. I think he's cooled off. He's not going to win it with Phillip Rivers.
It's Henderson, Ibuka, McMillan, Jackson, Dart, Tyler Warren.
Who's the actual
Ibuka's falling way off?
It's Henderson, plus 185.
Who's next?
Ibuka.
Ibuka, plus 205.
Tet, Jackson, Dart, Tyler Warren. Dude, RJ Harvey is plus like 3,500. Don't snooze on him.
RJ Harvey.
Nice. Good. He's got 10 touchdowns.
Henderson is at 773 through 14 games. Does he get to 1,000?
So, quick math on that.
Yeah.
He might. Yeah, they're using him a lot more now, so he needs less than 100 yards per game.
Yeah, he's two.
And you got the Jets and the Dolphins on there?
227 over the final three games.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably does.
He's probably going to get to
1,000
yards.
That's one rush a game for him.
Good point.
Unfortunately, Diggs is so far off the pace now, they won't have a 1,000-yard receiver for the sixth straight year.
Mm-hmm.
But they will have a 1,000-yard rusher, it looks like.
Looks
pretty good.
Trevion Henderson somehow has 212 receiving yards and 237 after contact. Or after the catch, rather.
They throw it to him behind the line.
I guess literally it's lateral, yeah. Okay.
But that's pretty good, though. Like, if you get the offensive rookie of the year in the second round.
He could finish with 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns. He's at 773 and 7 rushing touchdowns. He's got another one receiving, right, at least?
Seven!
Okay, he's got 8 total touchdowns. Yeah.
This guy's having a nice year.
That's a good pick and a good draft class.
I'm going to get that one right. I'm the man.
There's still 3 games left.
Yeah. Oh, what are you saying, Nick?
That Ibuka could catch him.
Is that who you picked?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Fair.
I pick Hampton. He's not catching him.
Omari Hampton?
I believe that's who I pick. Yeah,
he's not even in the league?
He got hurt. They want. How do we get on Trevion Henderson?
We were talking about
McDaniels and his offense and how he's utilized
rookie of the year? No.
Yeah, how did we get to that spot?
We were talking about famous Hendersons. I was like, Ricky. Then you were like, Dave. Then I said, Trevion.
Harry.
I was literally going to say Harry. And
JR from UCLA.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
I think that's what it was.
Good player.
We were talking about famous Hendersons.
But the McDaniels offense, like, what would it take?
Oh, no,
we were talking about how the day. So, a good half.
Yes.
Trevion Henderson had a good day.
Oh, he individually was good. Kind of saved him a little
bit. They had a good half, and then one broken play in the second half. So, you know, I don't want to overreact to McDaniels. In fact, we spent hardly any time yesterday. I brought up the one Callahan tweet where I'm like, oh, people are blaming McDaniels a little bit because he didn't run play action in the game after doing it a lot in the first game.
Yeah.
I don't personally have a lot of criticism for McDaniels. I hardly ever criticize the offensive coordinator. I tend to think it kind of comes down to the quarterback and their talent, and I'd have the head coach ahead of that. And, like, I don't spend a lot of time giving Josh McDaniels credit. I don't spend a lot of time ripping him other than to rip his buddies in the media. Like, I don't think he was the problem on Sunday. I really don't.
Yeah.
But what would it take for him to be out of a job? They lose to Buffalo again, and May looks like a mess like he did in the second half.
Well, not only that, I mean, there's still – we had a caller earlier says, hey, they're not going to win the division. Now, I disagree with that.
Me too.
But if it really starts to snowball on them, and that happens, they are 3-point dogs to the Ravens, and then they lose one of those games between the Jets and the Dolphins. Like, it seems unlikely, but you never know. And then now all of a sudden you went from, like, way out in front, looking like you were going to clinch the division, maybe even get a first-round bye, to on-the-road wild-card weekend. I don't know. That would be something, I guess, that could lead to a change. But ultimately, I don't think that's going to happen.
We're getting texts.
Florence Henderson.
Oh, good one.
Dan Henderson, the old UFC fighter. Good one.
Dan Henderson?
Oh, he'd punch your face right off. He'd wrestle you a little bit, then he'd punch your block right off.
I gotcha. No, we're getting tweets. Oh, you really want 3 coordinators in 3 years for Drake May? I don't think it matters. People were worried about a second coordinator in 2 years. For him?
Maybe it doesn't matter for Drake May, but, like, just get the I do want some consistency there. So, like, the third guy better be around for a while. Like, that's what I would hope. Yeah. I don't think you want to hot potato it a little
bit. I'm not firing McDaniels.
Yeah, I'm just saying. No, neither am I.
If they fired him and Vrabel wants his guy, then, you know, I'm not overly concerned about May onto a new offensive coordinator.
Well, I think maybe, like, swapping out the head coaches all the time is what impacts these early quarterbacks, too. Because a lot of people, like, point to, like, you know, Baker Mayfield and some of the other ones. I was like, yeah, they're changing coordinators. They're also changing head coaches. They're probably changing so much of the roster. Like, they're changing playbooks. They're changing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would like consistency around them if you think you have the right people.
If you have an elite quarterback, I don't really think the play caller matters. And, you know, I mean, on some level it's going to matter. But I think Drake May could overcome, for instance, a bad offensive coordinator. And I don't give Josh much credit for what he's doing this year. I don't. Just like I don't give Josh much blame for the crummy game on Sunday. But what would it take? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the claws are out. We spent time yesterday on Vrabel criticizing McDaniels. And then late last night, Greg Bedard, something was off with Diggs against the Bills. His route running was pretty suspect. Might have just been confused by the coverages, but that's unlike him. So this is out of character for Diggs. And Bedard is making a point. It's not just about his lack of production, which there was a lack of production. It's about his route running, confused by coverages, and it's an outlier for him in terms of not seeing it, not understanding it. My read on this is McDaniels is complaining about his receiver is running the wrong routes and not being in the right place, which would align with Drake May not seeing it well.
Okay, we had the right play calls, they just weren't executing.
So what happened? Diggs just forgot the offense?
That, to me, is hard to believe. And when you're talking about, like, option routes and stuff, if you want to say and not to bury them because nobody's saying this, but like Kayshon Booty or like, you know, Pop Douglas or one of the younger receivers or Kyle Williams kind of ran the wrong route. You're like, ah, okay. You know, that happens with a young receiver. So you're telling me the guy who's been in the league for 10 years and has been healthy all season and has been very productive all season and is your leading receiver and who carved up the Bills the first time he played him, he's confused by the coverages? I mean, maybe once and then, but not every single, like, I don't know. That seems like a odd excuse and one that I don't quite buy because he's been really good this season. It's not like one of these old receivers that they've brought in and from the moment you said go, they couldn't figure it out. Like Chad Ochocinco or like Reggie Wayne and Holt, like some of those guys that either their bodies broke down or like they couldn't grasp the offense or whatever. He's played for 14 games, and he's looked pretty good.
Well, and not only that, we know he's played well in this specific matchup.
Yeah, he's been great. It was his best game. It was his best game of the year.
So, I don't know.
I don't know about that one.
That's a weird one. But, okay, all of a sudden, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess Steph Diggs just forgot the offense.
Hopefully they can remind him of it for Sunday.
Am I missing another criticism in here? Is it like, what, he's not focused? He's not in his playbook? He's not on his keys? Like, is there another illusion there? Like, I feel like this is the offensive coordinator responding to getting called out.
Yeah.
Would be my guess.
Yep.
I can see that. I said this before. If I got to pick, what would I rather have, Vrabel and Diggs or Vrabel and McDaniels? I'd rather have Vrabel and Diggs.
Yeah, me too.
And I bet Drake May would answer it the same way.
He might.
Just a guess.
Very well could.
But I bet he would. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. You can also jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. You got her. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. They talked to Mark Schlereth today. They talked to Brian Hoyer. I want to hear from Hoyer today.
Yeah, I'll be all ears.
On some of this Josh McDaniels criticism. I'm very curious to hear his answer.
What's he going
to
say?
He just had Josh McDaniels on his podcast last week.
He did? Good get?
Yeah, on the quick snap. So I'm curious to hear from him on that.
Quick snaps?
Quick snap.
So quick slants is one, and then quick snap.
I think it's quick slants, plural, quick snap, singular,
one
I believe.
Snap.
I think it's just one snap. I'd have to double check.
I'm going to have a new podcast called Silent Count where we don't say anything. How do you think that would do?
We should do more of that on this show.
Marty Mack, is that you?
Yeah. We'll get to your feedback coming up. We'll also get you the
download Silent Count right now.
And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Here comes Grab Bag. Here comes Grab Bag. Right down Grab Bag Lane. Jones and Keith and all their followers are answering on the questions. Bags are grabbing, hosts are nagging, all is merry and bright. Hang your bags and say your nags, cause Grab Bag comes today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Talked about it earlier in the program, Jones, but Celtics did have an entertaining game last night. They lost to the best team in the Eastern Conference, the Detroit Pistons. They've gone 1-2 against the Pistons in three games this season. They are now 15-11 on the year. Jaylen Brown did have a monster night, missed a bunch of free throws, but overall he was awesome. Cade Cunningham looks like a clear-cut first-team All-NBA guy. MVP race is going to be tough. There are some kind of obvious names that are always at the top. We might even hear from some of those names in best basketball performer.
For Cunningham to get in there?
Yeah, I don't think he's there, but I thought last year he should have been first-team All-NBA, honestly, and I think he got pushed to second team. This year, I think he's making one of the five. I think it's positionless now, so it's just the five best players. I think he would, especially if they can hold on to like the one seed in the East.
I bet
they would give it to him.
Yeah.
As for the Celtics, their next game, Jones, is not till Friday. At home against the Miami Heat. So we got a few days off until we get some.
Should be a win. Mm. Well, yeah, we got the NBA Cup tonight. I think the whole NBA is off outside of the NBA Cup.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah.
Big finals rematch. Knicks and Spurs.
Knicks Spurs.
Yeah.
From 99.
Yeah.
Oh, I was watching another Jalen Brunson press conference. I think it's in my algorithm now.
Honestly, it has to be. You watch multiple Jalen Brunson press conference?
I've been watching a lot of he's very funny. He and Josh Hart are funny together. Yeah. They have a good relationship with the media. And so they were like, hey, Jalen, the last time the Knicks and the Spurs played a game this big was 1999. You were 3 years old and you were there. And the guy goes, can you name the 1999 Knicks starting lineup?
Starting lineup?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, ready?
I don't have it yet.
Okay. Marcus Camby.
Oh, you're going to look for it?
No, I'm just naming it. Marcus Camby, Larry Johnson, Latrell Sprewell, Allen Houston. I'm going to say Chris Childs started over Charlie Ward, but I don't remember. Ooh, do I have that right?
Yeah, there's no way Charlie Ward.
Was Charlie Ward earlier? Am I getting him confused?
No, I don't think he started.
Oh, okay.
I liked him a lot.
That's my answer. Camby, Johnson, Sprewell, Houston, Childs. That's my answer. Is that right?
No.
Not even close?
Oh, you were right on Charlie Ward. You were right on Sprewell. You were right on Houston. You were right on Grandmama.
Camby came off the bench?
Marcus Camby off the bench.
Did Ewing start?
No, Ewing, they didn't have
out that whole postseason.
They didn't address him. This is the whole Ewing theory that Bill Simmons came up with.
It wasn't Camby? Who was it?
Chris Dudley.
Started?
Started.
Dude, Camby
at least game one. I'm looking at game one NBA Finals.
Camby was a monster, though, in that playoff
Camby
series.
Camby was awesome.
Yeah, he was.
You know who was also really good, at least in game one, was Kurt Thomas.
Oh, yeah. Kurt Thomas, he's rough.
But
he was like a early beef stew, is what he was.
But Jalen Brunson's answer, when he was asked like, who was in the starting lineup, he goes, not Rick Brunson. So his dad was on the team but didn't even play, I don't think. Nice. But he was like, yeah, that was a pretty good answer.
There you go.
Grab a holly jolly grab bag. It's the best time of the day. I don't know if there'll be a show, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly grab bag. And when you walk down the street, say hello to Jones and Keith and everyone you meet.
I think he could have rhymed at all. Billy Lanny. I think he could have had a good rhyme.
I thought he did a nice job kind of pulling that whole thing together. Sure. So I'm not gonna be I'm not mad at him for that. The Boston Bruins, Jones, are in action tonight. You guessed it, against the Utah Mammoth.
Oh yeah.
What's your favorite Utah Mammoth memory?
When they announced the jerseys. I like that.
When they put the uniforms
I like that, yeah.
We did uniform police them a long time ago, and they are very sharp.
Good one.
Also, teams are starting to catch up to the number of games the Bruins have played. So don't look now, but they find themselves fourth in the Atlantic Division.
Is that in a playoff spot or no?
As of right now, the Bruins would be the second wild card team.
It's wild because they played so many games. Yeah. They take like a night off and a team behind them wins and they fall down in the standings.
They're 1 point ahead of the Penguins, who are on a 5-game skid. However, the Penguins have played two fewer games.
Yeah, two games out of hand for the Bruins.
Two games out of hand. But that's kind of what we're working with here. So that'll be a 7 o'clock puck drop from the TD Garden.
Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got.
Grab back.
I want you, I need you, oh God.
Grab back.
These beautiful things that I've got. Oh.
The Red Sox news is heating up. We had the big trade where they got another Haas lefty, 25-year-old guy that just got to AA.
Breslow's got a type.
He does have a type. But there's some online scuttlebutt out there, Jones, from all the different guys that cover the team. Seems like Ketel Marte, that's probably not going to happen. And everyone's losing faith on Alex Bregman.
Yeah, so Bradfo said they're out on Marte.
Yep.
And then Carrabas, well, not out, just nothing doing.
Well, right, right.
Carrabas tweeted, I don't feel super great about Bregman coming back. These things are always subject to change. Bogarts was pretty much a done deal to return until the Padres swooped in with a crazy offer.
Okay.
These situations are fluid.
Yeah, sure,
but
sure.
Doesn't sound promising at the moment.
It's over.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get a he gone. So basic, what's the implication there from Carrabas if he's...
Yeah, that's the implication. More sad trombone.
If there's a parallel to Bogarts, though, Bogarts was going to come back until there was a giant offer. So is he saying Bregman has a giant offer from somewhere?
No. Oh, no. So it's not the Red Sox. No, because he says it looks like Bregman's gone.
Yep.
But he's saying like, hey, it looked like he was going to be back, but then he wasn't. But so this is a little different because it looks like he's not. But that 11-year deal isn't coming from the Red Sox. Like a giant offer is not coming from the Red Sox.
No.
Right?
I agree. I'm saying.
Bogarts
had a giant offer from the Padres.
Yes,
he was going to come back to the Red Sox until there was a giant offer from the Padres.
Yeah, I didn't feel this way before.
Is this Carrabas' way of saying he's got a giant offer from somebody?
Yes.
Yeah.
I bet he does. I bet I didn't expect it. I'll be surprised by it. I think that team, like Bogarts, should be a great cautionary tale. Bogarts was bad in year one of his 11-year deal. I would have given him, whatever, 3, 4, 5, and I guess I would have been wrong in that sense, but I never would have given him 11. So maybe Bregman does sign like a 6-year deal and he's going to be good for 2 of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. I still want him back, but I guess I wouldn't want him aging the way that Bogarts is. How much blame for Breslow on this, or is this purely Henry?
Let's see what he signs for.
Yeah, good point. I mean, if they thought they could take him to the negotiating table and Bregman was going to blink, then I'd put that on Breslow.
You wanted Bregman back more than I did. Yes. I would obviously take him back, but I feel like you already lost out on Alonso and Schwarber. So if you lose out on Bregman, Marte, and let's add Bo Bichette to it, then it's like, what on earth are we even doing? If you miss out on all those guys...
That sounds like
a nightmare I was not prepared for.
Sounds like where it's some of that somewhere has to fall on my guy Craig.
Yep, a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Creep on in, on in, on in. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
Got it. Monday Night Football, we saw the Steelers beat the Dolphins 28-15. Pittsburgh 8-6, Jones. They only need one more win for another winning record for Mike Tomlin.
They're going to ruin it.
Aaron Rodgers.
Who do they have left? What a take. They're going to ruin a great take.
It was a decent take. They have.
At the Lions, at the Browns, home against Baltimore, they could still lose out.
They'll beat the Browns.
Maybe.
They may be not.
I think they can still lose.
You think
out.
They lose out?
I'm going down with the ship.
All right,
on this
so who's
one, yeah.
winning the division? Steelers or Ravens?
I still say Ravens,
even though they lose to the Pats this weekend.
The Ravens have
kind of boxed into a corner now.
No, not if those.
Yeah, you are.
Not if the Steelers lose out.
Well, I don't think they're going to lose out.
Okay, but I think the Ravens.
Who do the Ravens play after the Pats?
The Ravens control their own destiny. I know it's difficult. But if the Ravens win out, it does not matter what the Steelers do because the Steelers are the last game on the schedule.
Ravens have Patriots. Loss.
Mm-hmm.
At Packers.
Yep.
Loss.
Mm-hmm.
At Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Loss.
Well, they're going to beat Pittsburgh because
yeah.
Pittsburgh's losing out.
Then they need a win against Green Bay without Micah Parsons.
But so wait a minute. If they
are
lose
we still
these
in
two
Toyota-thon?
Games.
Yeah.
Yeah, through January.
Yeah.
Damn.
But that's
if
they lose the next two games.
Then they can't.
And the Steelers lose only to the, or this, as long as the Steelers beat the Browns.
Win
all
game,
so the Steelers, yep. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
All right, but that's what you're mm-hmm. you're sticking with. All right, fair enough.
Woo. Stop grabbing my
bag. All right, Jones, fantasy football playoffs. Oh. Playoffs. In the Jones and Keefe League, it'll be Chris Scheim, the one seed, taking on, I believe, Billy Lanny.
Nope.
Sorry. Fitzy.
He's taking on Fitzy.
Fitzy had a monster divisional round game.
Fitzy had a big game. Yep.
Yeah. So it'll be Fitzy v. Scheim. And then it'll be Andy Hart v. Billy.
I think Lanny's going to make enough. So Lanny upset me. Lanny smashed my team this week.
The Landman. Well, Hart is a bad division winner.
Yeah, it's like the Steelers.
He
and
won
or
the
Ravens.
Trash division. It's like the Seahawks getting in under 500.
Yeah, so I think Lanny's going to take down Hart this
week. I like
week.
It.
Who should you be looking to add?
Yeah, give me a pickup.
Our waivers haven't run yet, Bill. So this is good advice. Jaden Reed, if you need a wide receiver out there available going against Chicago, Christian
like
Watson has gotten hurt.
Okay.
For running backs, I'd look towards Michael Carter. Bam Knight is hurt in Arizona. They get the Falcons this week. If you need a spot start quarterback, I'd look to CJ Stroud. I thought about Tyler Shuck back there, Nick, but Stroud's
He's
probably the guy. And at tight end, Darren Waller, 2 touchdowns last night. Available in a bunch of leagues, although not ours, Billy.
Mm-hmm.
You can go out and scoop them. Those are your pickups in the postseason brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to get rid of your old car. You can donate today. Your car will be picked up tomorrow. Donate now, carsforkids.com. That is Cars with a K.
How about this story? I saw this on TMZ. So Nick Reiner, who right now is in custody, the son of Rob Reiner, he's in custody for the alleged murder of his parents. Do you know who his lawyer is going to be, according to TMZ?
I do, because you told me off the air it is one Alan Jackson.
Alan Jackson from the Karen Reed trial is apparently, according to this one article, it's TMZ, they're usually right on stuff, is going to represent Nick Reiner. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, he's had difficult cases before.
Yeah.
This one, they were seen arguing at Conan O'Brien's the night before the murder, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Nick and his father, Rob.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some circumstantial evidence, I'm sure, but that's going to be a tough one to argue and litigate. But, okay, Alan Jackson on the case.
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Robert!
Arch Manning returning to Texas.
Hey!
You know what's funny? At the beginning of the year, everybody was like all excited about Arch Manning and then the kid, I forget his name, from South Carolina. And then that's both.
Lenore Sellers.
I like Lenore Sellers. He's back too.
Both back in college.
Everybody's back.
They're both back. Yep. Although, who was the – was it a GM?
Arch finished kind of good, didn't he?
Like, he did. He had some good
games. Arch was really good after like the first month.
Yeah, he had some good games. Who was the – there was like a report that came out that a lot of NFL executives – would actually prefer quarterbacks stay in college. I don't know if it's just...
Oh, that's from Orlovsky, I think.
Orlovsky. Oh, good
like,
point. Yeah, never play him.
Never
yeah,
leave. Get as many reps as you can.
That could be right.
Yeah. I mean, I would present to them again, Drake May.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander.
Grab bag.
My name is Alexander.
Grab bag.
The New York Jets have released Alan Lazard.
Oh,
he is the last of the Aaron Rodgers forced pickups that they had.
That'll fix it.
Yeah. So now they
fired the D coordinator, right? Steve Wilkes.
They should be fine.
He was just hired to be fired. He's
Wilkes
fired San Francisco, hired as a head coach.
Poor Steve Wilkes.
Just hired to get fired. And now Alan Lazard. That'll fix the Jets.
It should be fine now.
I got my first real
grab bag.
Boy, it had to
five and done.
Grabbed. Grab bags. Split.
Was the summer of 69.
All right, Jones. Our segment within the segment, has Bob Ryan tweeted?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say no.
Yeah, you're right.
He hasn't?
Nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, nothing there.
Okay.
Kind of sad.
All right, Bob.
I wanted to see something, but
where's the content, Bob?
It's not.
Yeah.
They call me Hal. They call me Stacy. They call me Hal. They call me
Grab Bag.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name.
All right. Dork Podcast tonight. If you watch the new Knives Out movie, Wake Up Dead Man, streaming on Netflix right now, tonight, 8:45 on our YouTube channel, we are going to review it live, and then it'll be available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts after that. Very excited for that. Is that one you're thinking about watching?
It's on my think about list.
Yeah, think about it. I think you won't be disappointed.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch a grab bag. I know not everybody has got a grab bag like me.
All right, let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night. Jones, was it Keontae George? 37 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. Was it Jaren Jackson Jr.? 31 points. Was it Cooper Flagg?
Big night.
With an NBA record. He's the youngest guy to over 40 points. He had 42, 7, and 6 in a loss to the Jazz in overtime. Speaking of the Jazz in overtime, Lauri Markkanen, 33 points, 16 boards, and 5 assists. And a staple in this segment, Nikola Jokic.
Nah.
39 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists.
Nah. Him and Baby Jokic both had triple-doubles last night, Shingun. Give me Keontae George. He's having a really good year for Utah. They won. Give it to him.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, folks, we have an outfielder.
Okay.
We have an outfielder who was a lefty stick, lefty arm.
Good.
Spent the vast majority of his time in center field, but also some left, some right field. Versatile outfielder.
More left or more right?
Honestly, it might have been a wash. It was slightly more left field action.
Weak arm.
Okay.
Weak arm on this guy.
That's what you want to say about him. He was sixth in the Rookie of the Year.
What year?
2008, 2014, he was 19th in the MVP, hung up the spikes after the 2018 season. Okay. He led the league in triples twice.
Yep.
He led the league in hits once, was never an all-star despite hitting .281 for his career and capping out at a single season high of 31 stolen bags.
Okay, where'd he play?
He played for Minnesota, Washington, San Fran, Seattle, and Tampa Bay.
And you think of him primarily as a Twin? Where was
the order.
An all-star, you said?
An all-star, but MVP votes in Washington. Started with Minnesota. He played for both Tampa Bay and Seattle his final season. He'd hit you a triple. He'd just hit you a single occasionally as well.
And then he'd steal second on you, 31 of them.
He had a 4.3 WAR as both a rookie and as a 30-year-old man.
All right, lefty stick, Twins.
I don't think we've had him. Twitch chat has it.
Damn.
Twitch chat's on it.
He got MVP votes in Washington?
Yeah, he sure did. Nickname.
Yeah, if he could.
All way too. I'll tell you after.
Too obvious?
They're all like very much based off of his name.
Did Arcan text? Arcan. Oh, wait, hang on.
He's a good player. I had him in fantasy, if that helps, if anybody remembers my fantasy teams.
It does not.
No, okay.
Is it Denard Span?
He got it!
Also known as Spanny, D-Span, or Spaniard. D-Span was good. He was a good player. He'd get you a base knock. He'd hit you a decent average.
I guess swipe
a bag.
I do remember him with the Twins. I don't remember the rest of them.
You don't remember
Denard
Span? Why do we even play this game?
Well, no. I don't remember him in Washington is what I'm saying. I do remember him with the Twins. I don't really remember him
anywhere
else.
He was a good national. I think he was involved. Was he involved in a big trade? Yeah.
That was an early trade for a guy who was sixth in the Rookie of the Year. Yeah.
That was a wild to give up on him. He got traded to the Nationals for Alex Meyer.
Oh, that was a big trade.
He also was involved in the Giants trade to Tampa for Evan Longoria.
Oh, that was actually a big trade.
He was also traded by the Rays and former random player of the day, Alex Colomé. to the Mariners
nice.
For a couple of scrubs.
I stand by the weak arm take. I
didn't mention
that.
$56.4 million.
Oh, wow.
Nice career, sir.
D-Span's keeping all of
yeah.
it. Most of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to get political, but he's not keeping all of it.
Yeah, he was second in left field errors in 2018.
That's why they shifted him to right.
Yeah, like,
despite his
here.
Weak arm.
Like, get out of
like,
here.
Get over there right. You can't field left.
Gobbled up by the monster, maybe.
Okay. Random ball player.
D-Span.
Each and every day, minus Thursdays, here in the grab bag on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. That's how you dial up WEEI afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And we'll get to the clip du jour.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Next.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, it's time for our clip du jour. Are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It is the clip of the day. And today, just minding my business, trying to do a radio program, but we are on Twitch. We are on YouTube, so people can also see us. If you want to watch the show, feel free to do so. And got a lot of comments about my hair today.
Text line and even Twitch chat, Keefe.
Yeah.
Seems very fixated on one thing and one thing only.
Yeah, what's up?
It's like a new sporty hairdo that you got
going
on?
I don't know what the problem is. Everybody, you know what? It's funny. I got a compliment on the way out from a friend of the show, Courtney Cox.
Oh, nice.
She goes, oh, did you get a haircut? I go, no. People are, for some reason, all hot and bothered about my hair. First of all, it's a radio program. So well, most people can't even see it.
But if you'd like to tune in, oh, that's a good shot by Brian there. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. If you want to look at it, that is like a new... It's like a mussed up look you got going on.
I just pushed the hair up a little bit. Somebody on the text line thinks
that's not slick back.
No, that's pushed back. Okay. You can push that back real good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get in there.
Somebody thought I joined Good Charlotte.
I saw that text. That was a good text.
Which is not true. And then someone's like, oh, Keith, would you take a shower? Yeah, I did. I took a shower. I dried my hair, and I just kind of pushed it up.
All the texts are about
I think
Keith's
it looks
hair.
Nice. I don't know why everyone's losing their minds about Keith, it.
No, everyone's saying it looks nice.
No, not everybody is saying it looks Keith nice. People think I look disheveled.
Keith with the British pop star look today. That's a compliment.
Okay, I guess.
When did you join Good Charlotte? You
Sid
just
Vicious.
Said that. You don't think that's a compliment?
Good Charlotte? No. It was the talk of the town today. Hard.
Really
you should have seen
is
the
that
people.
Product?
It was trending. No, it's not.
He
nobody
claims
believes
that
me.
Hair gel?
No, it's
he
not.
Claims no product.
God. Put your hands right in there.
No, thank you.
Get in there.
It looks like
there's
something's
no
going
product.
On there, though, right?
It absolutely looks like. Is that grease?
Could be. Oh, that could
did
be.
Did you not shower?
Yeah. No, I showered, but I just like dried the hair and then just kind of pushed it up and just didn't put a hat on today.
It does look like you're going for that. Like McVay, doesn't he do that?
Yeah, he's
that,
a cool
like,
dude. He's
cool,
a cool dude, yeah.
Edgy, push it up a little in the front kind of thing.
That's pretty cool.
My favorite text of the day was like an hour, 2 hours past us even talking about it. And Keith had some take. I forget what they were taking issue with. And they're like, hey, tell Jimmy Neutron over there. He's wrong about this.
That works
like
as well.
Hours later.
I think it looks good. I'm not sure I could duplicate this tomorrow. This might have just been a great hair day.
I think.
Oh, I know.
I think. No,
it does
good,
look good on the backdrop, too. When you look on Twitch,
it's a good look. People
nine
like it.
Right behind you in red, it makes the little like
not
peak
bad.
Of it pop.
Yep. People like it. I just think they're it's jarring because they're
they
used to you with
I
a hat.
Poop in it. Oh, yeah. I normally have
what'd
a
you
hat.
Say? Poop?
Goop.
Goop.
Oh. Goop. People think I poop.
Yeah.
Oh, that too.
He did.
No, I did?
No, it sounded like it.
He said goop.
It's all my kids talk about, so it's like, can't help myself.
Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can give the perfect gift this year, the 99 Restaurant gift card. They're the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, you receive a $5 bonus card for yourself.
Thank you, Gina.
What'd she say?
I think Keith looks good today.
I told you, it's mostly that's compliments.
Keith's a honk. Thank you, Mr. Dubs.
Now, if they compliment
is
you,
it a compliment?
If they compliment you one day but never any other day, what does that mean? I guess I don't know.
No, I mean, I could look crap the other days. That's
well,
fine.
Could.
But
can,
today's the day. No, we don't need you to chime in on this.
So what's coming up today? Mark Schlereth, Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, Schlereth 2:30, Hoyer 4:30. And we're going to mix things up a bit because we had an original plan, but we're going in a different direction thanks to you boys and your chat with Tom Curran.
Oh.
So Dan Ball brought this up yesterday. He didn't like
Dan
the Vrabel
Ball
answer.
Sniffed it out.
He absolutely did, and I told him I would give him credit/blame depending on where it went, and now it seems like it's a thing.
Listeners can blame him because they thought we were making stuff up. No, Curran
doesn't know if Josh McDaniels is back next year. Josh McDaniels, he's being paid by the Raiders.
True. He's a free guy.
So he's kind of free. It's like the Lombardi years or all those guys, and Tom Curran doesn't know if he'll be back next year after leading a turnaround for an offense that went from one of the worst in the NFL to a top 10 offense with an MVP quarterback. So, that's got to be ice. If you're going to drive Josh McDaniels out, the best offensive coordinator in the National Football League. Any response over there, Jones?
Are you blaming Steph Diggs for not knowing the right routes, too? Is that part of your talking points today?
He looks old, slow, and you need a number one. I think that was quite clear.
Okay, fine. But,
but that's separate than forgot
correct,
how to play.
Correct. If you're saying his lack of production, all of a sudden he doesn't know the offense? Is
maybe.
That criticism?
Maybe he was so focused on Cardi B coming to town and doing whatever the pampered day was yesterday.
All right.
Hearts
Lord
compromised.
Only knows where he is.
Hearts compromised.
I can't wait for you and Hoyer and the excuse-making coming up for Josh McDaniels later on in the show.
Running Josh McDaniels out of town after he proves yet again that he can make a young quarterback look great.
I, by the way, am not firing him. I don't think he has much to do with anything, good or bad. I don't blame him for the loss. I didn't give him a lot of credit for the wins.
Like the double pass for 13 yards and a first down.
Yay.
Okay.
Stay tuned for that. Comes your way on WEEI Afternoons. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. Plus Stink and Brian Hoyer.
And Ball.
Way ahead of the curve on this Josh McDaniels stuff. We will talk to you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. What do we got tomorrow? We got Would You Rather.
I am going to give you my top 10 movies of 2025.
Oh,
that's
going to
be the Dork Minute tomorrow.
Hashtag Dork Best
and
of.
And Pure Hoops
top
with Terp.
Top 10 movies. Pure Hoops
talk
with Terp.
Hoops with Terp.
More Best of.
Yep.
Mike Vrabel live. Maybe he'll fire Josh McDaniels on the spot tomorrow. Stay tuned for that. It all starts at 10.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.